This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois will now officially recognize gambling disorder as an addiction. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure on Friday, updating the state's Substance Use Disorder Act. So gambling addiction is treated under the same framework as alcohol and drug disorders. The change allows the Department of Human Services to expand treatment, prevention programs, and counselor training for compulsive gamblers. Supporters say the move brings long overdue legitimacy to a condition often hidden, often called a hidden disease. More than 1 million Illinois adults are estimated to have a gambling addiction or be at risk. And the National Council on Problem Gambling says 1 in 5 compulsive gamblers has attempted suicide. Extreme heat continues across the region through today at 7 p.m., but there is some relief after that, with temperatures returning to more seasonably levels on Wednesday. National Weather Service and Paducah forecaster Kate Hickford says, remember to check on those who you know may be more vulnerable to the extreme heat. She also encourages people to take advantage of any cooling centers in local communities. Unfortunately, Hickford says the 8 to 14 day outlook calls for above normal temperatures. She says there is a potential for some strong storms to accompany the heat, which could produce some flash flooding.
Because our precipitable water content has been so high recently because of those high dew points and everything, that we have a lot of moisture in the air to work with. And so that means that you are getting really heavy rain and thunderstorms. So heavy rain is going to be possible with any of these storms, some pretty heavy downpours. So we're keeping an eye on the potential for flash flooding if there's any training over the same areas.
Hickford says the good news is the drought situation has improved dramatically in most of the region over the past couple of weeks.
We've had a lot of very heavy rain, so that's been beneficial. But some of the far southwestern areas in SEMO have been missed and are still in drought.
She says the two-week forecast calls for near-normal rainfall totals across the region. Again, that extreme heat warning continues until 7 p.m. tonight. Use caution if you are needing to be outdoors today. This is WSIU.